Alors, bonjour, vous êtes toujours sur Radio Esperanza et les artistes viennent nous voir pour parler avec nous depuis 3 jours maintenant. On est sur le dimanche et sur le dimanche, nous avons Mutoni Drummer Queen qui nous vient du Kenya et nous allons parler avec elle. Elle fait une musique assez moderne. On va un peu voir quel sens ça a, par exemple, dans son pays, au Kenya. Hello, hi.
Hi.
You are Mutoni Drummer Queen. Your real name is Mutoni something?
Yeah, my real name is Madhoni.
Mutoni.
Yeah.
Okay, and Drummer Queen because you were a drummer?
Because I play a set of traditional drums for my country.
Okay.
And so then the name stuck.
Okay, okay,
Cool.
Okay. And you still play the.
Yeah, I still do. When I'm traveling, I go with a reduced version of it, but I still play these drums. They're called Ohangla.
Okay, so you will have it on the stage.
Yeah, I'll have
today.
I'll have two. You meant to play six, but I have two with them of them
okay.
today on stage. Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay. And the music you play now, it's a mix between Kenyan music and R&B. Or what would you say?
I would say that the music we have now is it starts at hip hop, and then it combines soul, blues, reggae dancehall. And there's a little bit of Kenyan percussion melody rhythms on the
okay.
music. It doesn't have as much Kenyan music as or Kenyan ethnic sounds as I would like, but that's for the next project.
Okay.
For this one, we just did mainly, we started at hip hop and then added the layers yeah, of reggae, dancehall, soul, blues.
How react the Kenyan people to your music? They miss the Kenyan rhythm, or they say it's great
because it's urban music. In a way, there isn't necessarily an expectation on what it should sound like, and generally there isn't an expectation on what I should sound like at home. I spend a lot of years defining myself for myself. I don't make the music that is expected from home. There is a very established sort of pop sound from Kenya. And I don't really make any of that stuff.
Which is?
It's called Kapuka.
Hapuka?
Kapuka.
Kapuka?
Yeah.
I don't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kapuka. It's for a long time, it's been the established pop sound of Kenya.
Okay. It's a Kenyan rhythm based, but it's more electronic or more something?
Actually, no. I'd say it's somewhere between benga and dancehall. It's
benga,
some benga, benga is an authentic Kenyan sound.
I knew benga.
So this benga drums, the rhythms of benga, kind of reinterpreted or mixed in with a sort of dancehall rhythm.
Okay.
So somewhere between there, that's what Kapuka is, and it's been popular for many years. Now there's a lot of sounds evolving. Hip hop has always been quite big on the Kenyan music scene. And if you grow up in the urban areas, if you come from the big cities, there's almost no expectation that your music would have sort of an ethnic root.
Okay.
So if it does, it's great and people like really enjoy that. But even if it doesn't have an ethnic root, people just enjoy music with a good groove. This is our big thing at home. The groove has to be, we are groove people. So the bass section, the drum section, this is really going to determine whether the song works or not.
Okay.
So because for many years I didn't really try to make Kapuka, I feel like I'm kind of free from the expectations or from the rules.
Yeah.
And that's my long way of saying, yeah, the music works in Kenya too.
Okay. You still live in Kenya?
Yeah.
No? Okay.
Yeah, I still live in Kenya.
And you grew up in Kenya?
Yeah, so? Born and raised and my whole life.
Okay.
I've only ever come outside of Kenya because of music.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. So when I come here, it's because I'm recording or I'm touring and then I go back home.
And which was the music you hear in the living room of your fathers? It was traditional music or modern music, funk music?
Yeah. So Kenya's musical history from, I would say from the 60s or 70s, from the 60s has always been a melange. So I grew up listening to Congolese rumba, to American pop, the American house music, like the Detroit scene, pop music. I grew up listening to a bunch of ethnic music from the different communities in Kenya. I listened to some sound we call Tarab. It's developed on the east coast of Kenya.
Okay.
So I'd say it was really a melange. I grew up listening to a lot of sounds.
Okay. And in your text, in your lyrics, what are you? You are speaking to the Kenyan people, or you are speaking to the world?
That's a good question. I think I'm speaking to the world. There is always going to be the slant of it. There's always going to be a Kenyan slant in my worldview because I am Kenyan. And that's my experience.
Okay.
And I am rooted in my experience. But I think the stories, especially in this last, in the project, She, are really of global concern. Even if the experiences happened in Kenya, I think that, you know, men and women across the world can relate because it's global themes. Like, I don't know, struggling or succeeding or losing, saying goodbye to a relationship or advice for a young girl or political and dissatisfaction with the political system. I think these are global themes that everybody
It's possible in Kenya to speak about political situation. There's no repression.
I wouldn't say that there's. I wouldn't say that there is repression relative to repression in the world, right? Like what you see, I don't know, say in China or in some other parts of the world. But I wouldn't also say it's completely, like you can just be completely free to say whatever the hell you want to say.
Yeah,
I think that for us there's always kind of the danger that when you speak too much or too clearly, you become a target, that there's an X on your back. So even if...
There's a type of self-censure?
There's a bit of self-censure for sure. But I would be lying if I said that there wasn't the space for expression. For many years, a lot of political activists have fought for a really strong constitution and the preservation of the freedoms of expression. So we do have those. It's just that the leadership often violates the provisions, but they exist, and a lot of people are very vocal about a lot of things. So I'm also not that special that I'm vocal or that I have political themes in my music. It's quite, I'd say, common for Kenyans to discuss politics freely.
Hi, Mutonia. I have a question for you too. We African in diaspora are very proud to see girls like you coming here in Esperanza to play, and we are in the area. We want to get back the image, the vision, the reputation of Black people in the world. How do you contribute to make this vision greater?
Yeah, I think that's a really cool question for sure. I think now there, maybe more than before in the history of humans, I think that there is a big longing for the global Black diaspora to connect with one another and sort of to connect back with home, with the roots. Without, I guess, sacrificing their other home, right? Because if you're in diaspora, where you are really is home in the way Africa would also be home. So I think the first thing that I am doing to contribute to that is to be visible and to be present in diaspora Africa conversations with the social tools that are available, following the right sort of blogs and the right voices and the right cultural platforms that are looking to really make the connections between the African diaspora and home. I run two festivals in Kenya. One of the festivals has been asked to curate the France 2020. So next year there's a big celebration of African culture in France. And so the French government has invited a bunch of African curators, creators to develop some concerts, some artistic presentations for France. So I'm excited about being able to bring Kenyan and African artists into the French space to see, to have the experience of a French audience, but more importantly, to then create the bridge back so that, you know, when the Black French diaspora audience interacts with us, they are able to know that there's a bridge for them to come over. I think one of the other things also is acknowledging that the African diaspora exists, it's united, but not quite. So you have the Francophone African diaspora, which is quite different from the Anglophone, different from the Lusophone. So just, you know, the way colonialism was set up to break up Africa, even the African diaspora continues to exist sort of in this broken up environment. So for me, I think one of the other things is to be a vocal, a visible person to conduct the conversation on the online spaces that we can have about what does a Black African diaspora look like and how do they relate with home.
And just you talk about the two festival you create. Do you think it's the? I think it's the best way. But why do you think it's the best way to get people together to learn about each other?
I think the first thing is, to me, music is really the gateway drug to human beings. If you want to speak to people, I think use music, because almost everybody in the world likes music. They don't all like the same music, but almost everybody has a version of music that works for them. So I think that when you create an environment where people can congregate around music, you're already giving everybody sort of like an equal ground to be able to connect. And then I think it's also really important to develop the taste and the appreciation for a range of music. So our platforms have been very big on presenting a range of Kenyan music and presenting a range of African music so that the Africans on the continent can just have a taste for one another and have a curiosity for one another. And then making it possible for people who want to come home, right? So they're the African, the global diaspora, to come home and find something. And finally, I think it's really important to create systems of excellence on the African continent. I think it's really important that we have things that are at par with the rest of the developed world. And festivals is a really simple place to be able to present global best practice. I travel, I see what festivals look like. And so our festivals really look and feel and present and behave the way, you know, the big festivals in Europe or in America do. And I think when foreigners come, non-Kenyans, this is what I mean by foreigners, when non-Kenyans come for this, and especially people from the West, when they attend the festivals, one of the things that they're always astounded by is just sort of the level of professionalism. And I think that's a really important thing for people to be like, oh, so maybe Africans are not just some backward, random people. They are at par with the rest of the world, and in many ways, and in many places, even ahead.
Thank you, Mutoni. It's really great to have inspiring people here.
Thank you.
To Radio Esperanza. I know you have other people to see,
yeah.
And they are waiting for you. Oh. Really, thank you.
Yeah.
Very much.
Thank
and
you.
We will see you on the stage.
Thank you.
This
appreciate
afternoon.
Your time. Voilà. Okay.